I'm excited to hear from our seniors tonight. Here's what you can expect. Really wonderful, powerful testimonies from people we love. Some moments of awkward waiting with me standing up here just like this. So I'm going to invite seniors to come up. We have an incredible graduating class this year. I've really been blessed to know them. In no particular order, come on up if you are a senior and you have a word to share with the community. No, it's okay. It's all right. We'll wait it out. Ah. Hey, Joel.
I miss standing up here and talking. Hi, everyone. My name is Joel. Hi. So this is kind of all day. I knew this was gonna happen. I'm like, I'll have plenty of time to figure something to say. I didn't have time, so we're just gonna kind of go with it. How are y'all doing tonight? Where to start? So in like 1995, I was born in Mansfield, and So like 4 years ago, I decided to attend Ashland University, and I truthfully wanted nothing to do with the well. I thought it sounded dumb. Yeah, and so it's great. It's a great. I was a dumb freshman, of course, and so. I was like, I really want to find a group of people that are really nice and cool and fun at the same time. Why would I go to the well? That's dumb, right? But I had some gentle nudging from a good friend of mine named Jacob. I knew him for, at the time, like 18 years. I was 18. I knew him for a long time. And he was like, yeah, you should go to the well. I'm like, yeah. Maybe, we'll see about it, maybe. And, like, I would do that really lame thing where you'd show up, like, halfway through the well, and you'd be like, yeah, I've been here for a little bit, that counts, and then I would leave at the end. So, for the first couple of times, I didn't really go, I wasn't really participating, and I was like, I don't really like the well, this is lame. And so, I then was nudged again by the same friend to go on the fall retreat, and I was like, oh, man, that's, like, well times 10. Like, I didn't want to go there for a night. Why would I want to go for a whole weekend? That's crazy, especially in the woods. And so I decided to go on that little thing and, like, straight up, honestly met, like, the best friends I've ever had and truthfully still have, which is crazy. At the time, we did not become friends. I met them there. We did not become friends for a little while longer. But that... There was some development that needed to happen. But I met incredible people on that trip, and, like, it was super fun. And after that, I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do more well things. There's some fun people there. And, like, Sadie gave me the opportunity to talk in front of people, and that was really fun. I got to do announcements for a while, and they didn't know, like, what I could do with a mic, and it was just really fun. And I was like, I didn't know what I could do with Mike. I still don't know what I can do with Mike. Limitless possibilities. But it's just like, so that gave me another opportunity to get more involved. And then I, like, got to play at the well. Like, fast forward a couple years, I got to play at the well and do more stuff and, like, get involved with, like, well leadership and all this other stuff. And, like, my main goal when I wanted to go to the well was meet a group of people that I really liked, and that happened, which was great. But, like, a byproduct that I didn't quite go with, like, realize was going to happen was that my relationship with God would also grow. Like, I did not go in with that intention. I was like, I really just want to meet people, and, like, that was what I wanted to do. But, like, at the end of the 4 years, looking back, I'm like, hey, I did meet really great, incredible people, but I also grew in my faith as well, which is, like, something I didn't realize was going to happen. So, I mean, I guess, like, if I could say one thing, it was, like, just, like, honestly get involved if you like, if you're really like trying to like meet people, or if you're trying to like get in a relationship with God, like get more involved, and probably both of them will happen. I don't know what happened for me; it could happen for you. So, thank you guys. I love all of you. You're really awesome. Good night.
I'm glad that turned around there. I was a little nervous for the first minute. Hey, Ellie.
Time. Hi, friends. I'm really tired, guys. It's okay. It's fine. So I am also like Joel, where I thought I was going to have time today to think about it, and God's funny like that, and he's like, haha, psych, you're going to have a lot of things to do at work today. So we're going to wing it. Oh, yeah, I'm Ellie. Sorry. You should know that. Come on. I'm so loud. Let's go. Yeah, I'm Ellie. I'm obviously a senior. So I came in my freshman year. Hannah, shut up. And I'm very sassy, very loud. So one thing that I was not expecting when I came in to college was a community that I dove into and loved fully. So I roomed with these four awesome chaps, if you would say, and we were all part of the teacher network together on the same floor. Lauren had the pleasure to room with me first year. It's okay. Ricky took on the responsibility the second year. And I'm sidetracking. So something I really want to tell about is it's funny how God is. It's funny that God will provide you with roommates and friends who, even though they barely know you, will stick through anything with you. They saw a lot of crap our freshman year fall semester. And Bethany was the first one to convince us to go to the well first week. And we're like, oh, come on, Bethany, really? But we followed along because we are freshmen and we had nothing better to do and didn't know anyone else. So we went to the well, we had fun. We went to freshman woman small group, met a bunch of other cool freshman women, yada, 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 got involved in the well, Eli, worship band, small groups. Anyway, so something that really is placed on my heart right now is community, and the fact that God places people in your life here for a reason. So even though I think I was a pretty strong person, emotionally, mentally, physically, if you would. anyways, I thought I was a strong person and I didn't need anyone. I was the person people went to if they needed help. I was a person people needed to go to if they needed someone to cry with, or to laugh with, or to just kind of share life with. What I didn't know was that I was going to need people too, and God provided that for me. They provided people who would come at 1 a.m. to pray with me, provided someone who is such an introvert but would still sleep with me in the living room because I was scared of the dark because depression sucks. And it's funny how God can turn out to be so good through depression. I'm like going on several sidetracks. Bear with me. Community. So it's junior year. I ran a small group with Heather Butai, and it's called Lighthouse. And we started a group for women who struggled with mental illness, loneliness, homesickness, you name it. You could come and be whatever you wanted to be, and we would be in that mess with you. And so through that, I learned that no matter how much you wish that you could just be that person that people come to, you need to like learn to give up and give to someone else. And the well provided that for me. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have my well friends, my roommates, and Kara and Heather and Kendra and just everyone who supported me. So basically what I'm trying to get at is God proved to me through my 4 years here that people will still love you even when they see the crappy side of you and the dark side of you and the not so joyful, loud side of you, the person who is a really big jerk sometimes. They'll still love you and wake up in the morning and be like, hey, welcome back. So And that's what the well, and that's what the well really taught me, was to dive into that community and trust in them. When I didn't trust in myself, when I didn't trust myself to make sane decisions, I had my roommates and I had my well people, and I had Mallory and Sadie and all kinds of people who would support me through anything thick and thin. So I just encourage that through everyone here, is to find your people. And a lot of times that's through the well. It's actually very much so through the well. You will find community and family here. So I highly suggest getting involved in the well, just for the sole fact of having fun and having community. So that's it.
Thank you, dear. Yeah, thanks, Ellie. So God shows us the way of covenant, right? Like, he loves us in this, like, way that doesn't give up on us and is committed to us all the time, and then we get to kind of practice that with each other. It can be a really beautiful thing. Other seniors. Aha. Heather.
Yay. Hello. My name is Heather. So I think, like, it's just like a group thing where we, like, none of us actually thought about what we were going to say tonight. So, like, I was the same way. I, like, was thinking about it, but, like, I couldn't actually, like, do it. So I made a deal with God before we came, and I was like, if you tell me what to say, then I'll say it. So here we are. Yeah, so I am obviously a senior. I know, I don't like it. My voice sounds weird. I know. Okay, sorry. Okay, can you hear me if I'm like this, though? Okay. Yeah? Okay, cool. So, yeah, so one of the last songs we were singing, God just kind of, like, put on my heart how we all go through, like, really hard times, like, really, like, big struggles that we have, like, always in our lives. And so mine happened when I was a senior in high school. And I won't go into the nitty-gritty details or anything, but basically everything that I had known for 18 years was, like, pretty much just, like, gone. It was just, like, taken, and it was just, like, it was kind of horrible. But anyway, so I came to Ashland, and what I had just had this epiphany about back there was that Ashland was, like, the first home that I found after it felt like my life was, like, falling apart. So it just, like, overjoys me to, like, look out into the crowd and see, like, my sister and see, like, so many people have, like, picked me back up after that time. But one big thing on my heart right now is just that I have gotten comfortable here, and I've gotten to a place where God will challenge me, yes, but mostly I am so, so comfortable here. And I think it's nice to be comfortable, and it's really awesome, and it's really, like, just a safe place to be. But then 4 years happens, and God is like, well, you know, you've been comfortable for 4 years, so now I'm going to get you out of your comfort zone. And it sucks, and it's scary, and it's, like, very stressful. And but I kind of wanted to encourage you guys and kind of challenge you, if I could, just to find those moments where God is pushing you out of your comfort zone, and find those moments where you don't want to do something, but God is telling you to do it, because there's going to be so much joy in those moments. One of those challenges was God telling me to come here. I hated it the first week, and here we are 4 years later, and I can't even imagine what it's going to be like to leave because of the home that I've built here. So I just kind of wanted to encourage you guys, and the well is a great place to find that home and make that home. But yeah, God isn't doing much work in your heart if you're comfortable. So the more uncomfortable you are, the more God's changing your heart and growing it and maturing it. So I just kind of want to encourage you guys, like, you guys are doing great. But yeah, that's it.
Well done. Also, I just want to point out that at one point when Ellie was sharing, Tyler had to stand up for some reason, and I was like, he's just going to walk her off the stage. It's okay. He's like, you're done now. You're done talking. Other seniors. Hey, come on up.
All right, so for those of you who don't me, all right, let's try that again. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Mason. So similar to what everyone else has said, I have no idea what I'm going to say. Different from them is I didn't really realize tonight was a senior well because I didn't really fully realize that graduation's next week. So, yeah, this is the last well. So, anyway, here we go. Yeah, thanks. So, 4 years ago, came to Ashland. And Ashland's kind of been a place of God being like, so this is what you thought? That's cool. This is what's going to happen. For example, my senior year of high school, my girlfriend at the time was a freshman here. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to go to Ashland. I'm not going to be that person who follows his girlfriend. Well, guess what? Here we are 4 years later. No longer dating a girlfriend, but we're still here. So that's how this all started. I got here, and actually Jacob Moss was my RA my freshman year, and he's kind of like, hey, so you got a group to hang out with? No, I'm not really. I don't know anyone here. You should come to a freshman small group. It's Monday nights at 8 o'clock. All right, we'll see about it. So I started showing up to freshman men's small group. Met some pretty cool guys. David Grimm over here. We all know David. He's a good guy most of the time when he's not tickling me on the front steps and making me very uncomfortable. Anyway, I digress. Got involved through freshman men's small group. I was involved a lot my freshman and sophomore year, not as much last year, and came this year. I'm like, all right, I kind of missed the well. I need to start going back. And I did, and it's been great. I've grown a lot in my relationship with God this year through the people I've been with around and the well. I started going to Park Street. It's been great. And then fast forward a couple months to January, God being like, oh, hey, this is what you thought? No, this is what's going to happen. Decided, I'm an education major. I don't really want to teach. All right, now what? So we kind of explored some different career paths and I prayed about it a lot. And finally, God's like, all right, how about golf? What about it? It's like, what about a golf pro? You can work with kids. You can help kids learn golf and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's what we're going to start exploring. And I don't know, it's kind of scary, but I've learned nothing else over the last 4 years, it's God has a plan. I just got to go with it.
Thanks, Mason. Yeah. Thank you. Anybody ever gotten like a curveball in life from the Lord? Like that's the thing that happens, right? Where it's like, I guess we'll go that way now. That's fine. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. Also, I think maybe the lesson I'm learning tonight is that we kind of trick people into involvement here. We take a whole lot of people who aren't real sure about us, tell them that it's going to be fun, and then capture them, keep them for 4 years. Other seniors, I know you're out there. Hey, Corinne.
Okay, so I'm Corinne. I'm not actually graduating until December, but I'm going to be student teaching, so I won't actually be here next year until I actually graduate. So when I was thinking about like what God wanted me to say and what part of my testimony he wanted me to share, three words came to mind, and that was recognition, forgiveness, and healing. So my story begins my freshman year of high school. Long story short, a series of events happened, which ended up me being in a classroom with my English teacher at the time. And through those events, we ended up having a conflict in which she told me some really atrocious words, such as, you're not good enough, you're never going to succeed, and you're going to fail. And this was all after, through a series of prayers and confirmation, that I was going to be an English teacher. So being a 14, 15 years old, I was like, well, I guess I've been lied to by God. I've been lied to by everybody else in my life. So I spiraled down into what I could only consider to be depression for about a year and a half. And then God strategically placed people in my life to the point where my senior year, I was like, all right, I'll become an English teacher. So I arrived on campus 3 years ago, and I was absolutely terrified. I was so afraid that those words that were spoken to me my freshman year of high school were going to be true. So freshman year here, God actually, through my first writing assignment, had me recognize what had happened to me 4 years earlier. Last year, through a series of events in some really strange ways, I came to a place where I was finally able to forgive that teacher. And then this year, in October, through a series of events, those past words, that pain, those scars arose once more. And it was on a Tuesday when I was starting to feel the complete effects of that. And so I went to Eli, and Mallory was talking about the Johari window. And I was like, well, God's trying to tell me something, but I really don't want to listen to this right now. So the next night, I was still angry and upset. So I went to one of my English professors who knew exactly what had happened to me. And so we were sitting and we were talking, and I was like, I'm angry, I'm upset. And I said, I feel betrayed, I feel angry. She goes, this has nothing to do with this professor that you're angry with. This has to do with the teacher that hurt you all those years ago. And then she progresses to do the whole questioning and probing that you obviously like are not happy to hear. And I was like, I don't want to listen to this right now. And then she was like, well, you need to hear something positive. So she said, Corinne, you are a fighter. Which I was like, okay. So then I started arguing with her on that because I was like, I am not a fighter. I don't know where this is coming from, but okay. So then I go back to my room. I'm upset. I'm angry. And for me, processing, I do through writing. So I pull up my laptop, and I just start writing. And then I start to cry for the first time, like a really good cry for the first time in 6 years. And it was back in October I finally recognized what I had been carrying with me since that day, freshman year of high school. I realized that I was ashamed. I was ashamed for being angry at God. I was ashamed of listening to that teacher. I was ashamed of believing those words. And I was ashamed of being angry with this other professor. So after doing some prayer, I go to sleep and I wake up the next morning. I'm like, I need to go talk to this professor who I was blaming. So I walk into her office and I said, I need to talk to you. And I sit down and I said, I want to say I'm sorry. I went to other people and I was blaming you for some things. And I told her the story of what happened. And she showed me the selfless love of Jesus in that moment. She goes, Corinne, there's nothing to forgive. She goes, we all do it. She goes, Corinne, there's no need to feel bad. She goes, I forgive you, even though like there's nothing for me to forgive because we all go through something similar. And it was in that moment that she told me two other characteristics about myself that I didn't realize, which was about the whole Johari window that we talked about at Eli the night before. So healing can happen, but you need to be able to forgive those people or persons in your life in order to come to a place of healing. And healing and forgiveness can happen in very, very strange ways. But you also need to recognize why you were hurt, and God could use that pain to help bring others to you. And I've started to realize over the past couple of months why I had to go through it. And in the end, I'm actually very grateful that I experienced that pain, not only as an educator, but then also with people I've come in contact with over the past couple of months and starting to be able to share this story with them. So.
You can just start throwing it at him, Hannah. Tyler!
Hey, everybody. My name is Tyler. Obviously, I'm a senior here. I have really grown to love the Well community a whole bunch over my 4 years here. Definitely been the most influential group of people and ministry that I've been a part of. And so I want to share the story of how I got plugged into the Well, because I think it's really funny and it's kind of like divinely orchestrated. My entire life always wanted to go to Ohio State because I think it's the best school in the world. And I got waitlisted, so I couldn't go. And so I came here, which is like the first point of like, I didn't really want to come to Ashland, but they had a good journalism program, so I came here for that. And so I came here, and we're doing all of our visits and stuff, and we take like the orientation, whatever, open house thing in the bottom of the chapel here, and my mom's like, man, you have to go to the well. There's like 200 people that go to it all the time, and it's going to be awesome, and like you should really go and check it out because you're a Christian, and you should, when you go to school, you should still be a Christian and that kind of stuff. And so I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll definitely check that out. So I come to college, and I was playing at the rec. I was playing soccer with some friends, a buddy of mine that was on my floor, and he just up and leaves in the middle of the game. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? He goes, hey, sorry, man, tonight's the well. It was the very first one of the year. Tonight's the well, and I promised my mom that I'd get involved with religious life. And I was like, oh, that is tonight. So yeah, I guess I'll come with you. My mom said the exact same thing. So me and my buddy come to the well, and you make great friends, and that's where it all started. I went to the very first well freshman year, and it was just incredible. And why I say it's like divine is because the dude that brought me to the well, that very first Thursday, he, weeks later, becomes like one of the largest drug dealers at Ashland University, and like literally dropped out of school in November. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, this dude, the dude that brought me to the well, that like got me all of my friends, that like put me on this path towards ministry, was like only at Ashland for 2 months. And so like, I was like, oh wow, dude, thank you so much for what you did. I'm glad we worked that out when it happened. It's a true story, and I have not heard of or seen of him since. But I'm very thankful for the role that he has played in my life, because, like, obviously, here I am now. But truly, though, the well is incredible. Please, guys, invest in this thing, because they're just such good hearts. And I know everything seems to be like on a broken record during all these testimonies, because we all say the same things. But that's because it's true, because it's great, and a lot of people have been influenced from it and by it. And I know there's like a lot of uncertainty with the well moving forward, and I just want to like really, really encourage you guys and empower you guys to like keep this movement going, keep it spreading. And I mean, it's influenced so many people's lives, and it needs to continue to do that in whatever form it takes, but continue to just shine the light of Christ on this campus, because it's just been so beneficial and so life-giving to Ashland students. Thank you.
Thanks, Tyler. Kendra, I saw you. Woo!
Thank you. Hello. So my name is Kendra, as Mal said. I'm with all the other seniors, as I haven't prepared anything, but just kind of what God has placed on my heart is that, like, I started coming so well, like, my freshman year and sophomore year and junior year, and, like, really looked up to the people who are, like, on well leadership, and I was like, wow, I really, really want to get involved in that, but really just, like, kept listening and, like, feeding into the lies that I was not qualified and that God really didn't have any, like, use for me to, like, be able to lead in the well, and so I kind of let that take over for a while, and then right before senior year, somehow, I really still don't understand how, but I was able to join Well Leadership, and it was a really, really awesome experience, because I started to realize that, like, God doesn't, like, it was, I don't know, I'm word vomiting right now, but, like, I keep thinking of the thing where it's, like, God doesn't call the qualified, but he qualifies the called, and that, like, each and every single one of us are called. He calls all of us to serve him and love others, and so I guess I'll keep this short and just, like, encourage you guys to not live into, like, lies and those just, like, awful things that Satan tells you that you're not qualified, because you might not, if you live into those, you might not get to experience God's amazing work and what he has already had planned for you before you can even imagine. So, yeah. Thank
Awesome. Thanks, Kendra. Good word. Also, Emma, preach, qualified. Hey, come on up.
Nobody knows me. All right, I know most of you guys don't know who I am because I've been real bad about coming this year, but I am Ellie's twin. So there's that. So I'm going to tie into what she was talking about, curveballs. So I'll start with this. My name's Sam. That's what it is. I didn't start at Ashland. I started at Kent State. I transferred in my sophomore year. In my sophomore year, I attended the Well pretty regularly. I made some good friends, met some good people. Peter back there, I didn't get to talk to him nearly enough. He made a huge impact in my life. That one fall retreat I did go on, and I want him to know that I did appreciate that, and it meant a lot to me. But anyway, so I talk loud enough anyway. I'm your brother. No. All right. Anyway, so this one's going to be a shocker. Did not think I was going to talk tonight. I didn't even think I was going to be here tonight. So I thought that, say, a month ago, I thought I was going to graduate. I was going to move on, go summer, do my summer job, do the thing I always do, just be myself, have a good time and all that stuff. Well, God's like, no, that's not happening. So 3 weeks ago, I found out I'm going to have a kid due in December. Yeah, whoops. So we got that going for you. First, I was like, oh, man, what am I going to do? Now I'm like, okay, this is awesome. I get a chance to raise a child, you know. I still get to graduate, even though I pretty much forgot, like, the past month that I'm actually still graduating. This. So initially is, like, the shock, and then there's, like, that day of excitement, and then there's, like, the next 3 weeks of, like, holy crap, I got to get my life together real fast. So what do you do when you graduate? You look for a job. I put out 164 applications for jobs. Yeah, I haven't slept too much. you know, past 3 weeks, that's what I was doing. Job application, making sure she was okay, making sure everything. Yes, it's my girlfriend, so it's not a bad situation. But anyway, so, you know, it hit me. It's like, man, I need to talk to God about this. So I was praying. I was like, God, please open a door for me. Let me provide for this child I'm about to bring into this world. So 164th application, I said, on Wednesday night. I got a call Thursday morning. I said, I need you here at 3:30 Friday afternoon for an interview. Now, typically with the major I have, which is geoscience, technology, and management. Yeah, nobody knows what that is. There's like four of us. Rocks. Just think rocks and business management. That's all you need to know. Those jobs are in Alaska, Texas, North Dakota, Saudi Arabia, overseas. So finding jobs necessarily in this area, not really easy to find. But that interview was with a job that's located in Lexington, just south of Mansfield. I show up for that interview, lasts about an hour. The guy looks at me and says, you got the job. Thank you. And not only was it a job, it was something related to what I studied. It was something that I'm going to enjoy doing. It's something that I'll be able to grow in as a person and in my career. And it's a job that I'll be able to provide. So that was one huge answered prayer off my chest. And I mean, I feel 100% better about it now. Still not going to be an easy road because I'm going to do a little traveling for it. But, I mean, curveballs are thrown, but people can still hit them. So, yeah. So that's the story of the past month of my life. I graduate in a week. I start my job right after that, and I guess I'm having a kid in December too. So that's my story.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks for sharing. Awesome. Couple more. Lauren.
So, like most of the other seniors, I have not prepared anything for this. And I think part of it's not having time, but also part of it was me trying to avoid thinking about the potential of talking in front of people at the Well. But here I am. And so I was asking God, like, what should I talk about tonight? And a phrase popped into my head, and bear with me. It was the phrase, the only certainty in life is death and taxes. And like, what? What am I going to talk about related to death and taxes? And then another phrase popped into my head. It's like, I feel like in addition to death and taxes, the only certainties in my life are Jesus and awkwardness. And like, they're both unavoidable and they can both be really awesome. So I was thinking of a story to sum up how awkward my life can be. And I was reminded of 4 years ago, freshman year, when I met my roommate, Ellie. And so here's how it like transpired. I was working at camp and Ellie was like emailing me a bunch to try to get to know me. Like, that's fine. Like that's what potential roommates do. But I was not avoiding them, but not replying to her because I was busy and it was going to be awkward. So fast forward like 3 weeks, we met at a Cracker Barrel in Mansfield. Like, that's how I met my roommate. It was super awkward. Like, the whole hour and a half, I didn't say much. She kept talking, and I could tell. And, like, that is how my college career started. And, like, that sums up how awkward my life can be. And then I was thinking, like, Jesus probably lived a very potentially awkward life. Like, at one point, he walked up to random fishermen. He's like, hey, you're not doing too well. Throw your nets on the other side of the boat, and you'll do a whole lot better. And they're like, what is this guy talking about? And sure enough, they throw their nets over on the other side, and they, like, have more fish than they can carry. And then, like, at another point, he's preaching to a bunch of people, like 5,000 of them. And then it's dinner time, and it's like, well, that's awkward. Like, I have no food. There's 5,000 people that need food. What do I do now? But in my head, I don't see Jesus ever feeling awkward, because he knew he had the power of God within him. Like, he was in awkward situations, but he didn't feel that awkwardness. And I feel like a lot of times in, like, our day-to-day lives, awkwardness comes in periods of change. And going from high school to college and college to real life, and everything in between is full of transition, it's full of change, and it's full of awkwardness. But the other consistency is Jesus, and he's always with us. And we don't have to feel like things have to be awkward. We don't have to feel scared. Like, Jesus is with us. He's been through way more awkward things than we can ever be through. And he's got our back. So that's my word for you tonight, is that Jesus is always with you.
Thank you, Lauren. As a person with the spiritual gift of awkwardness, I am particularly comforted. My friend Sadie sometimes just says to me point blank, stop being awkward. And I'm always like, I don't know what to do with that. Now I feel more awkward. Yep. Hey, Bethany.
Hi, I'm Bethany, and Sadie has been glaring at me for approximately 10 minutes, so I figured I should get up here. Thanks, Sadie. So I don't know how you follow that. Lauren just like dropped the mic and walked away. But the thing that the Lord has put on my heart to share with you all is just how good and how sweet the Lord is. Life is full of transition and change, like Lauren was talking about. And when I came to college, I did it for a lot of reasons, but one of them was just because it made sense. It was like, oh, you graduate high school, you go to college, you find something that you might want to do probably, but also you might change that, who really knows. And in that, the Lord knew the things that my heart needed and my heart wanted before I did. And so when I was lost and confused at the end of high school and I was like, I'm just angry, I don't know where I'm going, I don't know what I'm doing, he was like, okay, but like, come to this place so I can show you what you want. And so then I ended up here at Ashland and I was like, oh, this is what I want. I guess I realized that after I had been here for a while. And he's just been really sweet to me every moment from the time I stepped onto campus. And this community has been a major part of that. And my friends, they have just been consistently showing me the love of Jesus every single day. But I just want to encourage you that the Lord provides for the things that we need even before we know we need them. This year has been crazy. If you're coming up on your senior year, it's exciting, but also just like get ready for like this, and it never really ends. And there's a lot of unknowns, but the Lord, like Lauren was talking about, is just really constant. And he gives us the things that we don't know we need. And then you get to sit back on the other side of them. You're like, wow, I didn't know I needed that thing, but the Lord blessed me in that moment. And now I can look back on it and just have such a heart of gratitude because he gave me the things I didn't know I needed. So I just encourage you that as you continue, either if you're graduating and going on in life, or if you have one more year here, or two, or five, or 10, I don't know, however long you're going to stay around, just like remember that the Lord is really sweet to us, and he knows our hearts before we know what we need. So.
Thank you.
One more. There's one more.
Hi. My name's Emily. Most people call me Stick. It's another awkward story for another time. Three things you should know right from the get-go. In January, I went to South Africa, and it was amazing. God calls us to go and make disciples and do scary things, but God also goes before us in all that we do. And so I think the scariest moment of my life recently was in January, standing in the JFK airport in New York City by myself and realizing I just missed my flight to Paris to get to South Africa. And I was like, well, this is not going to end well for me. So I did what any sane person would do and like was in complete hysterics. It was awesome. And I just remember standing there, and there was a guy at the gate that looked like he'd had a really long day and probably has to deal with hysterical people all the time, that just looked at me and said, "This is not as bad as you think. This is not as bad as you think. There's like 5 more flights out to Paris tonight. We'll get you on one of them. No worries. We'll make sure you get your connection to Cape Town." And I was like, okay, that's good. Somebody looking at me and telling me this is what's happening, this is what's going to be going well in your life. So the next thing I did was I called my roommate. I called Bethany sobbing, like, I just missed my flight. I have no idea what I'm doing. They're going to try to get me on the next one, but I don't know if it's going to happen. I texted my mom because I couldn't handle calling her on the phone and having her hear me cry because I knew that it would just stress her out. Long story short, I sat in the airport by myself, sobbing, and I had to accept that God was going to get me there. I had to stop and remind myself that God was providing, that God was laying down the stones in front of me, that he was making the path for me, and that he was calling me to South Africa for a reason, that he was not going to let something as insignificant as a missed flight ruin this trip for me and make it so I would never get there. And I did. I was on the next flight out. I barely slept because I was super stressed out. But I got there. I got to Cape Town, and I had an amazing 7-week student teaching, and I met phenomenal people, and it changed my life. Fast forward 7 weeks to coming back here. I came back to the Well, and it was wonderful to be back with this community of people that loves me and cares about me and that I love and care about as well. And I was sitting up in the balcony, and I was worshiping God, and it was amazing, and he just gave me this awesome vision of just myself standing there and just chains in front of me. We were singing about chains being broken. And as I watched, the chains right at my feet just snapped in half. And I looked up and they continued to break as far as I could go. And so I started to walk. And no matter how far I walked or how quickly I started to run, the chains continued to break in front of me. And although God may call us to scary things and he may call us to crazy adventures that seem impossible and like nothing we could ever do, he is going before us and he's breaking those chains and he's making it possible for us to do things that we are not capable of on our own. And friends, that is really good news.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. I know we're running late, but last call. Any other of our graduating seniors that really wants to share? I'm staring at Maddie because Nate's volunteering her and I can't decide if she's coming up here. That's amazing.
My name's Maddie. I'm a senior. I think I kind of have just a little bit of combination of what everybody had to say to you. But the first thing that came to mind is that I think what I've learned here at Ashland is that living life is an incredibly humbling experience because you think you have one plan and you're so prideful and you're like, yeah, I'm going to go do this and then I'll do this and then I'll do this. But none of it actually ever happens and something completely different always happens. And so I think throughout my 4 years here, I've seen that happen. And every single time that that happens, good always comes out of it. And so I think I just want to encourage you tonight to lean into what God is calling you to do. And any time that you are, I think somebody said, I forget who, there was a lot of people. Somebody said, if you're comfortable, then you're not. Yeah, that was Heather. I don't know where she went. Yes. But I would just really agree with that. And I think that when you're living life with God, you should expect the unexpected because God does have a plan for you. And it's not always going to look exactly what you think it's going to look like, but it's always going to be good. And I think sometimes when we're in the midst of something happening that's not what we envisioned, we automatically jump to worry and we jump to conclusions that this isn't going to be the good thing I thought it was going to be. But if God is involved, it's always going to be good and it's always going to be better than what you envisioned. So that's just my little word tonight.
Okay, we love our seniors. Thank you for blessing us with your presence here. We do have senior gifts for you, so if you didn't come up to grab one of those, just like come wave at me and I can hook you up with that. I would love for our community to just bless you and pray for you. So let's just have all the seniors, graduating seniors, raise your hand. Everybody take a look around. If you've got some around you, you know, we're going to pray for them. So feel free to like put a hand on their shoulder, or their face or whatever. And let's bless our seniors. Yep, move around. That's okay. Yeah. Let's pray. God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you are a good and faithful God. I thank you for all the stories we've heard tonight and all the stories that are kind of unspoken tonight that are testimonies of your faithfulness, of places where you've shown up in unexpected ways. Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity we've had to get to know you better during our time here, and we pray for more of that. We pray that we can continue to know you better. I thank you for just the sweet gift that you have given us in our senior class this year, their consistent investment in this community, in worshiping together, in receiving prayer, in praying for others, in offering their gifts here, and just really being a part of the Well family. And I pray that they would know in this moment how much they're loved, what an impact they've had in their spheres of influence, like in this room and then also way outside this room, and how much you've worked through them to be a blessing to other people. I pray that they can continue to know you deeply, and that you can continue to work through them to be a blessing. I pray that tonight they just know so much that they're loved and they're celebrated, and we're so thankful for their for the chance to get to know them and walk with them in this journey. So we thank you, God, for who you are and all that you're doing. In Jesus' name.